how to break up without hurting the other person. Noble goal, you guys. Noble goal. I appreciate that. Okay, what is at the root of wanting to not hurt the person? That is that you care very deeply about them. You have decided, you have discerned, however you've come to the conclusion that this is not your spouse, so you know you don't want to keep going in the relationship. You know you're not going to marry them, but you care really deeply about them and you do not want to hurt them. Love it. That posture is excellent. I just want to start by telling you, you're off to a great start. But how do you actually ensure that you don't hurt them? Well, I have a couple of tips for making it less painful, but there's really no way to make it not at all painful, because here's the thing. If they want to marry you and you don't want to marry them, there's really no way to do that without not giving them what they want. And we as humans know that when we don't get what we want, we're grumpy about it. But I will tell you, there are ways to hurt them less. Here are three of them. The first one is do it now, like as soon as possible. I know you want to be sure, and I appreciate that you want to be sure, but I do not want you taking a bajillion different hours and days and weeks and months to try and figure it out. I appreciate your quick search on YouTube to find a painless way to do it. This is your sign. Just go do it now, because the longer you draw it out, the more it is going to hurt them. It is so important to just do it as soon as possible. They're going to feel betrayed already, probably. So they will feel less betrayed if you haven't sat on this over and over and over. Number two, tell them your real reason. One of the things that hurts people the most is when you blame it on God. And I can appreciate that in your heart, where you're coming from, you're like, I don't feel called to marry you. That must mean that God has something else. Okay, sure. But here's the thing about God. He loves your freedom. He loves your free will, and he wants to honor and uphold your freedom. So if there's not abuse in a relationship, any two people could make a marriage work. That is a bold statement, but as a marriage counselor, I firmly stand by it. So you could make it work if you wanted to, but you don't want to. You have a reason why you don't want to. To just blame it on God and say, God told me to break up with you, that is so painful, because the other person might have heard from God in their heart that they do want to marry you. And they might think it's God's will that they do marry you. So now you're pitting them against God, because what they're feeling from God is different than what you're feeling from God. You tell the person why you're breaking up with them, and you have a reason. Is it because of, you know, the way that they handle their finances? Is it because of the fact that they're rude to you in public sometimes? Is it because of the fact that they don't respect their mom and you're nervous that they're not going to respect you? Is it, I don't know. There are a bajillion reasons why you might want to be breaking up with them, but you have a reason. Acknowledge your reason. Practice in the mirror. This is my reason. This is the reason I am breaking up with you. And you know, you can be gentler about it in person, but you need to get comfortable saying what the reason is. And it is going to be so painful. And it feels like it will be less painful to like blame it on God and try to like soften the blow, but it will be so much more painful if you blame it on God. Just tell it like it is. It will hurt them, but it will hurt them less in the long run if you're just honest. And the third thing is, do not try to be friends with them. Clean breaks heal so much better than not clean breaks. That's just biologically, like if you Google like orthopedic surgery, like clean breaks heal in the body better and faster and with less like permanent disfiguring. I don't know what that word is, but you know what I mean? You're gonna be less disfigured if it's a clean break and it heals. So if you break up and you think it's gonna soften the blow by saying, let's just be friends or whatever, it will actually make it so much worse to have the thought that you can have some of the relationship and have some of the comfort of the relationship and have some of the pluses of the person in your life without the commitment there. It's gonna hurt so much worse. The most merciful thing you can do is just say, after today, after this breakup, we are not gonna talk for X amount of time, 30 days, 40 days, 2 months, 3 months, whatever's comfortable for you. 40 days is my like default, because God moves through 40 day periods of time, as we know in the Bible, but you can do whatever you want. But as an example, after this conversation, you can ask me whatever questions you want in this conversation. After this conversation, I'm gonna completely cut off communication with you. If you call me, I'm not going to answer. If you text me, I'm not going to answer. In fact, if you think you're going to, I'm going to block you so that you're not even tempted to try to see, is he going to reply? Is she going to reply? Whatever. No communication. And at the end of 40 days, I will reach out to you and we will set a time to go have coffee or go on a walk, and you can ask me whatever questions you want at that point. But we will have no communication for 40 days, and then we will go from there. But as far as breaking up without hurting their feelings, those are the top three things to do. Do it as soon as possible. Don't wait. 2, make sure you tell them your real reason. And 3, don't try to be friends. And I do have a little bonus tip for you. This is not objectively true for everybody, but I firmly stand by the fact that this will hurt them so much less. Don't get into another relationship with someone else. Don't find comfort in a budding friendship with a member of the opposite sex, especially in those 40 days. If you're going to give them a chunk of time where after that they can come back and talk to you and process and ask questions, please, for the love of everything that is holy, do not pick up a relationship with somebody else. Do not foster a friendship with someone of the opposite sex. That will hurt them so much. Please don't do that. So those are my tips. I hope this is helpful. Know that we're praying for you, but take courage. This is a hard thing to do, but if you can approach this courageously and uphold their dignity in that space, that will be very helpful. Oh, I probably should have also said, don't yell. That's another thing. Don't yell. Okay, that was my last tip. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please like and subscribe and hit that notification bell. It blesses us. It blesses you. Thank you so much. And until next time, stay close to the heart of Jesus and be not afraid. Bye.